Madam Chair, thank you, and I also thank you for the colleague from the EU for setting it out so clearly. Yes, there are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 mechanisms now, with MNIR included, dealing with racism. But let us also be clear. Sudan has 3, one country. Each one of them over $2 million dollars, their PBIs, one country. So if we put things in clarity, we are dealing with a worldwide scourge here. MLR was specifically created because annual deaths in one country of over 1,000 people, and in many other countries the same thing, being killed unarmed people by police, and the same in prisons. That's why MLR was created, to deal with specific issue and concentrate on trying to stop an issue that is growing in the world. And I'm being frank here. When people have a protest somewhere, 100 people in protest, and it's absolutely good that something needs to be done by that, but immediately a mechanism and a new special mandate holder. So the issue is, there should not be double standards. If people are killed because of racism at thousands per year, why should we not create a special mechanism to specifically look at that thing that is growing in the world? And not just take a special special rapporteur that has to look over all over the world. She only has those 2 reports to do, and her budget is almost nothing. She has one person that can work for her maybe a part of the year. She doesn't have any other support. No matter how many times we have asked for PBIs for more support for that person to be able to have extra secretary. Every time we get the excuse, it's an old order mandate. It will be possibly made a new order mandate. When you look at the reality on the ground, where people who have to do this work to cover the whole world on this serious issue, you find that they don't get the support because it gets blocked in New York, the budgets, not by the Africa group. So, and every year they say, oh, we must deal with that. But in the 4th committee and in that budget committee, it gets blocked. So let us be true. Yes, there must be rationalization. Yes, we should be looking. And obviously, since the creation of the permanent forum, there is definitely an overlap with the working group of people of African descent. But that was also envisaged in the resolution when it was originally created. The resolution originally, when it created the forum, was that the working group of experts will look at issues, and then they will identify burning issues and ask the permanent forum, who is an organization of civic societies, not of governments, of civil societies, to go and find out what's going on the ground. But that is not how it's been operating. It seems to be operating separately by itself. So, but that's something that hopefully will be dealt with in the review in 2 more sessions, I think. The ad hoc committee was never intended to be a permanent structure. It was never intended to be that. It is because countries refuse to believe that we, the rest of the world, do not see the ICERT as a document that is not full of holes. That document doesn't even mention the word racism. Not once. And they don't believe us when we tell us that we believe there is holes in it because of the fact that you do not talk about systemic racism. It just talks about the active act of racial discrimination. You can spread whatever you want on Facebook, but if you're not actively discriminating against the person next to you because you're living in a place which is only white people, but you spread it across the world, the cert doesn't apply. Because it doesn't talk about racism, it talks about racial discrimination. It was written in 1965 when most of our countries were still colonies. And people do not want to recognize this and actively engaged in this thing that we fill the gaps, that we make sure that we, and every time they say, no, 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 our people say it's fine. It is time we finish this thing. We finish and make that it is a UN mandate to create the ad hoc committee has a UN mandate to, and it was done almost immediately after the ICERT was created, that these gaps must be filled. They knew when they wrote it. that we make the complementary standards. And in the meantime, the world has changed since the 1965s. That thing needs to be adapted. I know that some countries say, oh, we like the unclarity of it because we can maneuver behind it. But that's how countries end up saying they have no systemic racism whatsoever and they will not do anything because they don't believe it. It's perfectly fine. We'll report once in how many cycles to the ICERT. My country is doing that in November as well. So the DDPA was created to actually fill those gaps. But now we need a mechanism. Why don't we take the DDPA and say and fill those gaps and finish this ad hoc committee so that the thing can finish? If people are willing to actually come in the room, all of them, and talk and let's understand each other and take from the DDPA whatever and add it in there, let's fix the gaps. And then just keep on telling Africa there is no gaps. It's not acceptable. Let us do it because we know there is gaps, because we live those gaps. We are the ones experiencing those gaps. So that is on the ad hoc committee. It is never intended to be an ad infinitum process. It's a, we would like that thing to be done with by actually having this complementary standards created. The issue is we tried our hard to see what has going to do with the eminent experts. And of course, their mandate is to go and do advocacy. So let's hope they do it. And if they don't in the future, then this group must look at it. You've seen this this IGWG. If we put everything in here, I mean, then we need the people to come into the room to actually talk if the IGWG. And then now the IGWG, of course, has to spend half of its time developing a declaration, which hopefully it can do as soon as possible. But if we're serious about tackling racism, then we must give the resources, not half-hearted resources, so things can get done and over with and disappear. If we never gave eminent experts any resources, how did we expect them to do anything? Because they didn't have resources. Secondly, is the SR on racism. I mean, I really feel sorry for her. I mean, she's got such a great job to do, but with no resources. And even if we ask for it, we never get it. So this is my point of view. And yes, definitely things need to be looked at. And I mean, should it be looked at that one country has three, and there's not just one country that has three mechanisms. There's quite a few. And Emler, it's doing a good work. We've seen the reports now. It's a new thing, and I think it will show in the future that it is needed to be done. And hopefully in a few years, they will also not be needed by people who will stop killing unarmed people in law enforcement. Thank you.